Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst, joining us now. And Deuce, where do you land on athletes that during the offseason, Alvin Kamara skiing, for example, or snowboarding, playing hockey? Do you have an issue with that or no?
Nope.
Me neither.
Well,
I can tell you this.
Well, go ahead.
Just wait, Bobby. Just wait. I can tell you this. There's something in that contract that technically, I don't want to say forbids you, but there's some language in there.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, there's some language in there. I mean, and it does go back to what Bobby was talking about. You talk about Elway and you talk about Ben Roethlisberger, and, you know, there's some language in there. So, you're basically putting yourself up against that situation. You know, if this was a sour relationship and something went south,
that team's not liable.
Well, not even liable. The team could come after you some signing bonus and some guaranteed money and some other things.
Yes.
That's all true. That is 100% correct.
Deuce, the Saints.
You know, if that's what the individual chooses to do. And that's what you know, I'm not going to tell you no.
Right.
Just know what's at risk. Know what's at stake.
Deuce, the Saints had a couple housekeeping items today. They restructured David Onyemata's contract to free up some cash, about $4 million. They terminated the contracts of tight ends Jared Cook and Josh Hill. Are you surprised by any of those moves?
Well, Jared Cooks was basically – he was going to be a free agent anyway. I mean, so the mechanism of his contract, it's based off of a voided year. But, I mean, basically by doing it this way, it frees up, in a sense, some funding. But he was going to be a free agent anyway in that situation. And you're kind of surprised by Josh just because of what he does. Versatility, but you know, the last couple of years he has been banged up. I wouldn't be surprised if they do. I wouldn't be surprised one bit if they do try to sign him back. But I think if he hits the open market, I mean, there may be some interest in him, and obviously he's going to hit the open market. But, you know, just depending on what he wants to do, and when I say that, you look at where his former position coach is. As they try to change their culture up there, he's a pretty good piece to start with. So he may have some interest. And I know a couple years ago, the Bears had some interest in Josh Hill.
Yep.
And so I think even with Jared Cook, Jared will have some interest. It just depends on what he wants to do, going forward as well.
Now, you know, Deuce, when you look at David Onyemata, Malcolm Brown, obviously Sheldon Rankins, a big part of that rotation on the interior. And I would say DeMario Davis says, like, man, boy, can we re-sign Malcolm Brown? Now, when you look at it, where he's
well, Malcolm,
at.
Malcolm is not up. Malcolm has 1 year left on his deal.
But they're looking to trade him, though. I mean, right now.
I could throw a lot of stuff out there, center looking to trade him, but I don't think I don't necessarily think they're looking to trade him. They're trying to figure out a way to lower the cap.
I got you.
They're trying to figure out a way to lower the cap. And so Malcolm has 1 year on his deal. By releasing him, yes, you would save some money. But, you know, if they do trade him, you can look for him, them to try to pick up, you know, a fifth or sixth rounder, seventh rounder. I don't know how much they would take that type of deal, but fifth or sixth rounder, I think they would look at it. And the only reason you look at it in that certain situation is because you have a Shai Tuttle on your roster, and you have some younger guys on your roster that have played really, really well for you the last couple of years. And obviously, you know, Sheldon Rankins being a free agent, I just think he's going to have a market that the Saints really aren't going to be able to afford, you know. But what's interesting is a lot of the guys that are free agents, are they willing, just because the salary cap will be suppressed or compressed, however you want to look at it, are they willing to take a one-year deal and kind of approve it until you go into next year where you figure that it will jump?
Right, after COVID,
15, 20 million next year. So it'll be interesting to see how many veteran guys are willing to do that and you know, in a sense, hey, look, I'm going to a winning program. I'm going to bet on myself and figure next year I'll get to hit the market again where the numbers – will jump up, you know, 15 to 20 million and not necessarily take that decrease as far as salary cap is concerned.
You know, Deuce, when you look at players that contribute when they come in free agency, and Malcolm Brown, I don't think we've said one bad word about him and his play. Look, before the 2019 season, he signed a three-year deal worth $15 million. In the two seasons, he's been a key cog, obviously, in the defensive line. Starting 29 games, you've had three sacks, seven quarterback hits, nine tackles for a loss, but more how he occupies blockers. It seemed like when he was in the lineup, whether it was him, David Onyemata, or whoever it might be in the rotation, whether you're putting in Sheldon Rankin, Shai Tuttle, that Malcolm Brown was a big part of our run defense. And that, look, after playing and starting all 16 games in 2019, now we know he missed three games last season. But when he came back ready to roll, he played against Carolina, I want to say, in the final game, and he started both playoff games. So I would say that was money well spent considering bringing in the Patriots and how he contributed.
I definitely agree. I thought that his ability to be able to be not necessarily just a run stuffer, because he showed some surprising pass rush ability for the Saints, but he really solidified inside what they had, not only from a rotational standpoint, but stopping the run. I mean, because when he missed a couple of games, I think that first one was Philly. That was the first time that you know, you talk about two backs going right over 100, but it was a quarterback, really. And then Miles had that big long run right there before the half, the 82-yarder or so. But, you know, I definitely thought that they missed his presence. And so it'll be interesting to see what they do with that defensive tackle position.
Now, Deuce, when you look at JT Gray, I remember I was a big Chris Banjo fan from SMU, and then how he was contributing at a high level in special teams. And then I go, what, we're letting him go? And then obviously, you know, he rose to the top, had an opportunity with the Cardinals, and has had success there. But then I look at JT Gray, it was a better version of Chris Banjo. And you look at Hardy, how he's contributed, and we've talked about this in the pregames for the Saints game, is that we almost expect the Saints to always win that field position battle on special teams. You know, those hidden yardage. How good we've been with our coverage units, kickoff, punt coverage, or even in the return game. And it seems like the Saints are aware of that and bringing back and restructuring JT Gray.
Well, just giving him basically that 2-year extension is something that's well deserved, even for a Mississippi State Bulldog. You know, I got to pull for JT just because, you know, he's almost like a tweener. You know, when he
right
Clarksdale, Mississippi, and when I say that, you know, he plays almost like an outside linebacker. You know, and that's really, you know, JT, when he came out, JT was a young man that spent some time in Las Vegas, and then he moved back to Clarksdale, and people are wondering, you know, who is this kid? And he was kind of a late signee by Mississippi State, but I still think JT was probably a 4-star type of recruit. And he's just been able to find his niche in the NFL. And his niche has been, obviously, you know, he's going to be that backup safety for you, but he is going to be a terror for you on special teams. And so I think he's done really, really well. And, you know, you're proud that the hard work that he's been able to put in is paying off for him. So I think this is obviously a great day for him and, you know, everybody from Clarksdale, Mississippi.
The Deuce is loose here on Sports Talk. Deuce, we haven't talked to you about the Russell Wilson deal. And what I mean by that is you saw, you keep up with it. His agent released four teams that Russell would be interested in going to should the Seahawks try to trade him. He hasn't requested a trade or demanded a trade, but how likely do you think it is that he would end up in New Orleans? Because that's one of the names, the teams on the list.
He's requested protection. He's requested protection as far as offensive line. And I think also, and I don't know if you guys saw it, but and I can't remember the coach's name, but the Seahawks did a favor for him by bringing back one of the coaches that he had kind of wanted to work with or a coach that he requested. The Seahawks did that maybe last week sometime. And so I think they're smoothing things over. He wants protection and he wants to be able to throw the football. And that kind of contrasts a little bit what Pete wants to do as far as run the football and play great defense. You know, Russell feels like that, hey, look, let me be able to take over games, get me a little bit more protection. I'm getting hit. I'm getting beat up. Get me a little bit more better protection as far as offensive line. And, you know, we can go out and compete. So let's see what happens with nine first. You know, let's see what happens with Drew Brees first. But, I mean, if we're going to play that game, of course Russell Wilson makes you better. You know, the question is, what do you have to give up to get him? And so
right.
That's the ultimate question. But, you know, let's not forget that, you know, we still have a quarterback that's under contract here. You know, and until that's something that's final and done, then, you know, everything else is pure speculation.
Deuce, you're sounding like a guy that feels like Drew might be coming back. Is that fair to say?
I'm just sounding like a guy that you still have number nine on your books, and he's out pushing sleds, and he's pushing it up a hill, and, he's never apparently done it. I think all of us saw the video, and it's like it piqued your interest a little bit. You know, obviously you have to say that. Was something that was interesting and intriguing that you didn't necessarily expect to see. So we'll let that play out.
Well, Deuce, now I don't know if I'm disagreeing with you, but Drew ain't playing. I mean, why would he take $1.5 million? I mean, would you tear up that contract? I think he's trying to help the team to save $25 million. I think Drew Brees might be 50 years old and he's still pulling the sled. He just wants to freaking work out at an unbelievable level. I mean, I got to the point, Deuce, where I was working out, and then all of a sudden, you know, you gain a few pounds. And I can tell you, in my 40s, I was working out like I was still playing, but I know I wasn't going to play. So that's why I think Drew's just trying to help out the team as far as the salary cap, right? I mean,
obviously, you have to be able to get that contract under the cap. I mean,
right.
we both understand and know that, and that has to happen by March 17th. But do you mean to tell me that that means that the Saints and he, if he decides to come back, that he can't do anything with a different contract later on?
No, Deuce, I agree with that 100% because
I don't expect that.
Right.
I don't expect that, but, you know, just because he reduced his salary doesn't mean that you write him off and you start recruiting other quarterbacks that are on somebody else's roster.
Right. The only thing is I think it's hard to give up the goals because then you're in the real world. Deuce, you know that. You play football. Football is your life.
He has a contract for another gig already lined up.
Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying. So is he getting shaped to be on TV? I mean, no, he's getting in shape for a lifestyle. We're going to see him on Sunday Night Football. My understanding, with NBC, he's going to do Notre Dame, and then he's going to ease into the Sunday Night gig after, what's his name?
Chris Collinsworth. Even Al Michaels. They're going to make Tirico and Breeze the Sunday Night.
Yeah, so it's just a process. I think it's just a lifestyle.
That's not next year. That's in 2 years.
Yeah. Right. But I'm saying next year I heard he's going to do Notre Dame football with NBC.
Yeah, he'll do Notre Dame football on Saturday, and then he'll do the Sunday desk Sunday night.
Yeah, so that makes sense. To me, even if Drew Brees is not playing football, he's not going to be fat bastard. I mean, he's going to work out. He's going to work out and want to be in shape. I mean, I don't know. That's what I think, Deuce. So, but Deuce, I wanted to bring up the running back situation. Obviously, you know, look at Alvin Kamara.
Bobby, let me stop you for a second. Let's take a break and hold Deuce and come back to him.
All right.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL. Deuce, I didn't mean to hold you over, man, but Bobby's got one more for you, and we'll let you run. Deuce McAllister, Saints all-time leading rusher in color analyst.
All-time leading rusher, and I think would have unbelievable insight where the running back position is going forward. Obviously, Alvin Kamara. Deuce, I know you're a Latavius Murray fan. You've been a Mark Ingram fan. You look at the contribution, Ty Montgomery, Dwayne Washington, even the prospects of a Tony Jones. Now, we didn't get to see him in a preseason game, but he didn't look like a free agent. So where do you look at where we're at as far as the running back room? Like, obviously, Alvin Kamara's there, but I don't know. To me, I think they can work out Latavius Murray, considering that what they were having to pay him. I look under the contract, affordable rate for the next 2 years, cap hits of 4.2, 4.3 million respectively. And that if you'd bring in maybe another guy of that quality, you'd basically be paying him the same thing. If you look at other options in free agency, they probably would demand $4 million. I don't know. Can you get Mark Ingram for $2 million? But to me, I know you're a big fan of Latavius Murray. What do you think the market to complement Alvin Kamara where we're at right now?
I wouldn't be surprised if they took a free agent running back or if they got one via the draft. I don't really see them getting anybody via free agency. I mean, they've got to spend their money wisely. So when you talk about maybe, you know, maybe there's a guy that you like, late round guy or even free agency, you know, just to be able to come in and compete for that, really that fourth spot, you know, and to be able to continue to develop as far as the roster is concerned. I think they really liked Ty Montgomery. He gives you the versatility, obviously, as a receiver as well as a running back. And so he's probably got the leg up on anybody that they bring in, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did draft a back late or even sign one via free agency as far as a rookie free agent.
Now, you know,
we gotta go, Bobby.
Right quick, though, Deuce, like Tony Jones. I mean, here he was. He wasn't drafted. He looked like a draft pick. It was no preseason games.
Bobby,
he
they would
good.
Give him some competition. They would give him some competition.
Okay,
I mean, just to be able to fight for that spot. I mean,
I got
so,
you.
Yeah, I mean, so also, I mean, it would be it's just the nature of the beast, but Ty Montgomery would be fighting for that spot as well.
Deuce, thanks for the time, man. Thank you.
All right, Deuce.
All right, no problem, fellas.
All right, Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst and all-time leading rusher. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.